Welcome to Launching the Pilot with your hosts, Brian and Paul.
Hello and welcome to episode 27.
Season. Always there. Always with the season.
Your seasons never change.
No, never.
And as part of our espionage.
Yes.
That's the way you say it. We're doing Danger Man.
That's what you say. Danger Man indeed. Not Danger Mouse. Not to be confused.
What? I think I might watch the wrong programme.
So did I.
That's little psychic Penfold.
Penfold, yeah. Baron von Gimmick Greenback.
That was the villain of this one, I thought.
Yeah, well, he played it well. I thought he played it well.
This is Patrick McGoohan as John Drake.
Yes.
Okay, Danger Man.
Danger Man.
I guess that's what his friend is calling him.
Danger.
Man.
Well, it was the 60s.
Yeah, it certainly was. Very 60s.
Oh, and it just...
Yeah, I think this is 1960.
Yes, yeah, I've got that here, 1960.
One episode, one season, sorry.
Possibly one episode. So we've watched it.
39 episodes.
I've got 86.
Oh, you're talking about the later ones.
Because he's done it as four series, and that's what he's done. He's added the two together. You can't rely on Wikipedia.
No, you can't. No, it was the same. He was the same person, played the same character. It was a few tweaks, I think.
I've just seen when it was first broadcast.
Yeah, 1960 to 62.
Yeah, have you seen the date?
No.
Very personal to you, put it that way.
All right. And yeah, this was only a 25-minute episode.
You may be glad to hear.
Yeah, but after this season, there was a break. Then they reformatted it slightly, and it went to an hour.
Yes, yeah,
with narration and stuff.
Yeah,
but oh my god, this went quick.
It did go very quick, didn't it? Well, as compared to a lot of the things we have watched over recent episodes, seasons. This one really went quick. Yeah, it was much faster. Well, it saves, what's it, 23
minutes?
The
pace is incredible.
Yeah, the pace is incredible. This is the guy they need to get into a special branch or whatever it is, into the police force, because this guy can solve crimes in seconds.
Yeah, just by going to three or four locations over and over again.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure if he's working for MI5 or if he's a tangent of them. They go through the classes, like, you know, the Secret Service or America and so on.
Yeah, he says that, but he doesn't actually say...
It doesn't pinpoint him down to anyone.
No.
And he seems to be working for the UN on this one.
Yeah, I kind of got the thought he was on the UN side, although why, I've no idea.
No.
Every government has its Secret Service branch. America, it's CIA. France, Deuxième Bureau. England, MI5. A messy job? Well, that's when they usually call on me or someone like me. Oh, yes. My name is Drake. John Drake.
Because the story's not really...
No, it doesn't set him up at all, does it?
No.
So we start off in Italy, Rome.
Rome. Mamma mia.
No stereotypical Roman.
No.
A man has been beaten over some gold.
I've got slapped around.
Yeah.
You really don't intend wasting any more time, Delroy. Now look, I'm not unreasonable. I'll settle for half share.
Now look, Maine. I risked everything to get this gold. It's taken me months. Why should I share it with you?
Now please, it's only a matter of time before we find out where it is. Let's have no more trouble. I don't like this sort of thing.
Maine, you listen to me. Doesn't matter what you do. I'm not going to tell you where it is.
Now that's enough. You've hit him too hard. He's dead. She saw. She was here all the time. Who is she?
The one I've got is Delroy won't share the gold.
No, he will not.
He will not. No. More slapping.
Was it Frank?
Frank?
Was it his name Frank?
I thought it was Delroy.
All right, okay.
It might be Frank, I don't know.
But one slap too hard.
Yes, I noticed that, yeah. More slapping, and they kill him.
Yeah. I don't know. That man really had a glass jaw.
He certainly did, didn't he?
Yeah. Then they go to check the bedroom.
Well, they sort of hear a noise, don't they?
Yeah, and yeah. They go to check a bedroom, and there's the curtains open, and they see a woman running away in the distance.
Yeah, they kind of fathom out, shall we say, that there's his girlfriend or something has escaped. Yeah.
They never bothered checking this before.
No, I thought that, yeah. Because, to say, the whole scene opens when you're just
slapping
it. You just hear this slap. You don't see anything, do you, as such? Yeah, you just hear it, and finally you get to see the guy, and then, again, when they do him over some more, again, you don't see it, you just hear it, and then you just hear this body falling down, don't you?
Since you've killed him.
And he must have been a doctor.
It wasn't the boss of the baddie who killed him, it's the henchman, really, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, yeah, so there's no blood on the boss's hands there.
Then enters John Drake.
John Drake, I don't know. It was a bit Bond-like, wasn't it?
This was before Bond, though.
Well, not the books.
Not the books.
But the films,
who cares about the books?
Oh, you've got to care about the books.
Nobody does. Nobody reads them.
I've read them all.
And then we're Rome.
Rome, man.
$5 million in gold is missing from the bank.
I was in Rome when I was summoned by the frightened executive of the bank. He was in no way distressed by the death of his president. Only unbalanced accounts could distress Mr. Finch. The man had ink in his veins.
Interesting, Mr. Finch, but I'm on holiday here. You're lucky to find me in Rome. Just a moment, please. You surely didn't drag me all the way up here just to look into a murder, did you?
No, there's something much bigger involved.
All right, what is bigger than murder, Mr. Finch?
Delroy was directly responsible for a large reserve of gold being held in Rome as part of our NATO contribution. $5 million worth. That gold is now missing, Mr. Drake.
A respectable banker for 25 years, then he suddenly embezzles $5 million, and he never even had a chance to spend it, did he, Mr. Finch?
That gold must be recovered, Mr. Drake.
Wonder what made him do it. You know, that amount of gold, Mr. Finch, must weigh over a ton. How did he get it out?
Well, he was president of the bank. It's our guess that he took it over a period of time.
Over a period of time. Thank you, Mr. Finch. Very interesting. What's in here? The bedroom? Oh, is he married?
Yes, but his wife lives elsewhere. This is Rome, Mr. Drake, not New England.
Well, it happens in New England, too, you know, Mr. Finch. Made by Scarlatti. You don't mind if I borrow these, do you, Mr. Finch?
And this guy who's dead was the manager of the bank.
Yeah, I've got the rates story. Yeah. $5 million.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Wouldn't even buy you an arm, would it?
No. We'd bother looking for it, would you, nowadays?
No.
I've got $5 million behind your safe. Yeah, it'd be all right there.
Yeah.
So Drake, he looks around the apartment, doesn't he?
Well, I've got... Going back into the $5 million of gold bit, it was just a throwaway point here. It must weigh an absolute ton. Mustn't it?
It weighs one ton. He does say this.
Oh yeah, I think it does appear, doesn't it?
Because they say the bank manager has stolen it slowly over time. And,
you're telling me slowly over time.
Is that a certain loop you've got there today? You've had that for quite a few months. But yeah, because Drake says, how could he steal 1 million ton in gold? And they the person said, oh, he's probably over time. But it turns out the bank manager's had this apartment, but this isn't where he lived. He had another home with his wife.
Yeah.
So then this must be his bit on the side.
Yes. He's brilliant. I'll give him that. He turns up to the killing zone, don't he? To the
I'm sure he'd go to Sherlock, you dumb arse. Yeah. Wouldn't he? Yeah. I've already solved this one.
Yeah, because he walked straight in, didn't he? Yeah. Well, they're taking some photographs and measuring up and whatever the police were doing.
Yeah.
He takes the clothes instantly, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know if he wants to wear them. I've just put him something for the weekend.
He looks at the labels, sees the design, works out the size of the woman from the clothes.
Yes, yeah. Traces the lady through the clothes.
Yeah.
Not quite sure how. I mean, Rome's a fairly big place, I would have thought, you know.
Yeah, I've been there. It was quite large.
Yeah. It's not easy to pinpoint. But, you know, he's worked it out. Although there is a label in the clothing, isn't there?
There is.
Yeah.
Lutronio or something.
Yeah. He goes to the shop.
Yeah.
Now I instantly worked out what was happening, but we'll carry on. But yeah, he went to the shop, didn't he?
Yeah.
He talked to the lady.
Yeah.
Said, you know,
she says she sort of remembers her, but not really.
Yeah, some blonde lady or something.
She says she's blonde.
Yeah.
And she's got her address, though, so he can have the address.
Yeah. Yeah, so he goes to the address, but it's a house that's not built yet.
It's fake, yeah.
Poor old Jack.
Then he goes to see the wife. This is really happening at this sort of speed.
It really does, doesn't it?
Yeah,
goes to see the wife. She's in bed.
Yeah, she's in bed.
just sat there, isn't she?
But it's not because she's distressed over her husband's death.
No, nothing at all.
She's unmoved by it.
Yeah, she's having breakfast in bed, I think. He tells the wife about the gold. And she's like,
Okay.
I never thought he had it in him.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, sly old dog or something like that.
Yeah. On the way out, he passes the main villain.
He passes the bad guy, yeah.
He's on his way in.
Yeah, he goes back to the shop.
He goes back to the shop. She came in with this man. He has a picture.
Yeah.
And she says, I'm not sure the man never really came in.
Yeah. He jumps around like a frog, doesn't he, this guy? He's literally from one scene in the bedroom, he goes to the shop, he then goes to the house,
yeah,
to see the wife, he's then back to the shop.
Is this a picture of the man? Yes, I think it is, but he never came in.
Yeah.
Okay, he goes to lunch.
He just sits there, and the guy starts to draw a picture of him.
Wants to do a cartoon of him, and he says, do you work here often?
He goes, I don't know if that was a pickup line. It was Rome. When in Rome.
Yeah.
He says, yes. Oh, so you might remember this guy, shows him the photo.
Yes, I do. And I remember his woman. Do you have a sketch of her? No. She drew me, hilariously.
Yeah. But she signed it.
But she did sign it.
Yeah.
I was told you might be... Oh, I'm sorry, I'm in
trouble. Oh, that's all right, Mr. Drake. Come in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lydia.
Miss Scarlatti, that address you gave me in the Via Cervelli?
Yes.
I went there. Isn't built yet.
Isn't built yet? But I don't understand.
Are you sure you gave me the right address?
Well, I think so. We can soon check. Let's have a look. Yes.
Via Cervelli 52. She probably gave a false name, too.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me. After you'd gone, I started thinking about her. There was always something strange about her.
Oh, in what way?
Oh, little things. She always paid by cash, never checked, no matter how large the amount. She never had her orders delivered, always picked up by messenger.
Well, I can think of reasons for that.
She often arrived with a man, but he never once came into the shop.
What did he look like?
Oh, I couldn't be certain. He always sat out in the car. Middle-aged, not unattractive.
That him?
Yes, that could be him. Mr. Drake, if I were you, I wouldn't bother to try and find this girl. I don't think she was very nice. I never trusted her. She was hard. She gave a false address. Everything about her was false. Who knows where she'll be now?
So she was not a nice girl?
I don't think so.
Well, thanks for the warning. Bye, Miss Scarlatti.
Signor?
Oh, a moment, please. I wonder, could you tell me, do you know this man? He used to live in an apartment across the street.
Oh, yes. This gentleman had come here several times.
With a lady?
But of course, always with that same lady.
What was she like?
Oh, we are very fond of her. She's so kind, so gay, she makes us laugh.
Are you sure we're speaking about the same person?
Oh, yes, this lady, she come in here with that gentleman, the American.
What does she look like?
Oh, she's very nice.
Blonde, of course.
Of course not. She's dark. She's a true Roman.
She was dark? Oh, and her eyes?
Oh, her eyes. They are so kind. Very kind.
Okay. Excuse, senor. Would you permit me to make a sketch of you? It will only take a few moments. An excellent likeness.
Oh, thank you, Ray.
For you, a special offer, senor. Only 500 lira.
Look, I've already told you. Oh, just a minute.
For 1,000 lira, senor, I do the sketch in color.
In color? Oh.
You have a fine head, senor.
Well, tell me, how often do you work in this restaurant?
Oh, 2-3 times a week. I think we do it in profile.
Oh, I'm sorry to disappoint you. It's not my picture I want. Tell me, do you know this man?
Yes, senor. He comes here very often.
Uh-huh. Was he with anyone?
But of course, senor, always with a young lady of exquisite features, very charming.
Do you know her name?
No, senor.
Oh, well, perhaps you sketched her.
Better than that, senor. She sketched me. It's a sort of joke, you see. The lady, she takes my pad and makes a sketch of me. Very good, eh?
Oh, it's very good indeed. I seem to recognize the style, and it's signed with a G. Do you mind if I have this?
Oh, senor, it's of great sentimental value to me. But for you, my heart is large. I like you. It is yours, senor. A gift.
I'm obliged.
From there, he goes back to the wife.
Yeah.
Bad guy's still there, because let's face it, he hasn't been gone long, has he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Goes back to the wife. Bad guy recognises him from the picture.
He takes a picture from the apartment.
Right. From the apartment.
Which he also draw with a G on it.
Yeah.
So then he goes back to the wife, and he doesn't really say about the picture, he says he sort of likes it.
That's right, yeah.
And, because he thinks maybe the bit on the side was a friend of the wife's.
Yes.
So, and she says it would be one of my friends.
Yeah, yeah.
But the, as you say, the baddie recognises the picture
from the wall apartment. Yeah. And Drake notices this.
Yeah, Drake notices that he notices that he notices the picture.
Yeah. Yeah. He has one drink and he's gone.
Yeah.
They know he's looking for the girl.
Yeah. He goes back to the shop.
Yeah, back to the shop. I put it, is it the shopkeeper?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, but for everywhere he goes, well, he didn't go many places, but they say the woman was really friendly and fun.
Yeah, everyone loved her.
Apart from this shop woman didn't like her.
Yeah, didn't like her. She was blonde, didn't like her. Bit off with people. Everything that, it's complete opposite to what everyone else has said.
Yeah. So, is it? The baddie and the wife follow him back to the shop.
Yes.
They're waiting outside.
Yeah.
He gets to ID the picture. He goes to an office.
Well, said, I've got it. Yeah. He goes to the Coast Guard or the Navy. I've no idea which.
It doesn't say.
No. And they recognise the picture.
Yeah. Instantly. They recognise the ferry and the mountain and put the two together and get the location for the picture.
This is Rome.
Yeah.
He's still in Rome.
Yeah.
I think Rome's pretty landlocked, isn't it? Certainly not on the coast.
That's a big river.
There's a river, yeah, obviously it's a river. But
so then he goes to the location and chats with the first local woman he sees.
Yeah.
And she says, ah, yes, this is the view. He goes, I've seen this view before. I've got a picture owned by this G. Oh, yes, this is my mistress.
Yeah.
She lives here.
Don't he give her a lift home?
No, he's at her house.
He is at there at that point. I can't,
G painted the picture, it turns out to be Gina.
Yeah, it turns out to be the shopkeeper.
He snoops around the house for a bit.
Because
she's waiting to come back.
Yeah, owner comes home, it's the shopkeeper.
Gina is the shop girl.
Good afternoon, Gina Scarlatti.
Oh, signorina, it's so good to see you home. You're early, but that is good too.
Anna, please go down to the village for me. Forgotten the bread.
But I'm not finished.
Anna, please.
But of course.
Oh, you're a clever girl, Gina.
I came here to be alone. Please go away.
A little business first.
What do you mean?
There's a nice, quiet place to hide it, wasn't it, Gina? Now, come on now, the gold I wanted.
Gold? What are you talking about?
Oh, you disappoint me, Gina. The gold that your friend Delroy stole from the bank. I want to know where it is.
Perhaps I'm not as clever as you think I am.
That remains to be seen. Now, where did he hide it, Gina?
You may have a problem, Mr. Drake, but so have I. I was going to marry Frank Delroy. Now he's dead. I can't help you any further. I know nothing about any gold.
Why are you running away?
I'm frightened of the men who killed Frank.
Why?
I was there when it happened in the next room. I saw them.
Then why didn't you go to the police?
They know I saw them. They know I can identify them. I'm terrified they'll find me. So I have to disappear completely. That's why I came here.
I see. And you didn't know that Mr. Delroy had embezzled $5 million?
Please believe me. I only knew we were to be married, that I loved him, that I was very happy.
Thank you. But there remains the problem of the gold. It must be here.
How can it be?
Oh, forgive me. It's the logical place. Do you mind if I look? I'm obliged.
Mr. Drake.
Yes.
There is one possible place.
Where's that?
Well, a wooden crate. Frank said it was full of old books, but it's very heavy.
Oh, where is it?
In here.
Thank you. Is that it?
Yes.
Thank you.
There you go.
There you go.
Suddenly the shopkeeper appears.
Yeah. What adventure is it today?
Yeah. She doesn't know anything about the gold.
No.
But apart from this big wooden crate.
He left this big wooden crate.
In a room.
Full of books.
Which no one, you can't even get round the thing. It just takes up the whole. How did he get the crate in the room? Did he build the crate?
Built the house around the crate.
I think that, yeah, it's possible. Yeah. It's possible. It's full of books. Oh, no, take the top one off, love. Oh, no, it's gold.
Yeah. Full of gold. The man who killed Frank, see, I've got his name is Frank, and Frank's wife enters, the killer, with a henchman.
Yeah.
Tussling.
I've got it. Muggsy turns up, because they bring a bit of muscle with them, don't they?
They do. Yeah, the henchman is there.
Definitely Muggsy. Fist fight.
And he says, oh, it's in this room. And as they go to the room, he shuts the door on one of them.
Clever.
Yeah. Then there is a lot of tussling. He knocks the henchman out.
Yeah.
But then the big baddie, pulls a gun on him.
Yeah.
But then Gina shoots him.
Shoots the bad guy.
But he'll live.
Yeah, he's going to live. You had to do it from now on, so will you.
Yeah.
It's all right, Mrs. Delroy. He'll live. But he needs a doctor.
He was going to kill you.
Thank you. Now you had to do it. He's going to live. From now on. So are you.
And that's it.
That's it. It's done. Case solved. That's how I like my cases.
The man's a genius.
Yeah.
Absolute genius.
He had like 3 addresses. He covered them all.
Yeah.
Solved it.
In the space of about 23 minutes. Because it wasn't even the next day.
No, it was the same day. This was 25 minutes real time.
Yeah, I think it was. It must have been, wasn't it? It was just completely...
Now, obviously, they didn't go to Rome to film this. So do you know where they filmed it?
No, I was happy with Rome. I mean, those shops look Roman to me.
They were very looking Roman because it was filmed in Port Mirren.
Ah.
Now, we may have known this from another Patrick McGowan.
Did he come with the place?
Yeah.
He's not allowed to film anywhere outside.
He's got a holiday home there. So that's where he filmed Prisoner, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Because it's really weird architecture.
Yes. Is Prisoner before this or after this?
After. Well, after.
No.
Prisoner was in colour. This was black and white.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it is in colour. It's a long time since I've seen Prisoner.
Yeah. And, yeah, so that's where I filmed it.
Yeah.
I've got no other facts other than it returned for 47 episodes later on in 64 to 67, but these were an hour long ones.
Glasses. It makes no difference.
Before Bond was cast, McGowan, of course, was lined up.
Who isn't?
Adam West, yeah.
Everybody's
lined up to play Bond.
If I got in America, it was titled Secret Agent.
That was the new revamped series.
Yeah.
Some say they never got the first season of this one, the half-hour one.
They did, though.
They did get them, but it didn't catch on there until Bond had come out. Then there was a bit more interested in a British sort of spy thing. I think in the newer revamp, he was an American working for some organisation. But yeah, so that was fast.
It was extremely fast. I quite enjoyed it. I'd never seen it before.
I've never seen it before.
I really can't say, honestly.
I knew of McGowan.
I knew of it. I'd heard of Danger Man.
Through Prisoner, because there's a lot of talk, he's like the guy from Prisoner. Prisoner guy, it was Danger Man, now he's the Prisoner. Could it be the same character?
Yeah. But, I never really watched The Prisoner either, I must admit. No, I can't.
So far, you haven't watched Prisoner.
No, so far I haven't, yeah. See, certainly not one episode.
For our next little genre, Pacific, Caged Heat, I think. Maybe not.
No. I hope not.
So what would you rate this?
Well, actually, I quite enjoyed it. I don't know whether it was because it was short. Everything else we've watched recently has been really long.
Yeah.
It certainly was fast paced. I'm not sure if you've seen anything this fast before.
No. makes the far show look slow, this does.
It does, doesn't it? I'm going to have to go 8.5.
Oh, it's high.
It is very, very high. I know, but I went 8.5 on the last two episodes, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Yeah. And I like this. Maybe it's only because it was one episode and it may wear on me after a while.
I think I'm going to stick as a 7. But, yeah, nothing wrong with this, I thought. He was quite, you know, he really held the screen, didn't he?
Well, he certainly did.
Yeah, because mostly he's the only one in it, but...
Yeah, very true.
Darting back and forth a lot.
There's not a lot you can say about it. It was just over so bloody fast.
Yeah. And I think he had a lot of... when he came back, he had a lot of extras in it, like Honor Blackman was in an episode.
Yeah, I've just seen, yeah, Suzanne Hampshire.
Yeah, lots of people we know from that. Ilk era. Yeah. But yes.
And he did use gadgets apparently.
Oh,
well.
He didn't use his mind.
His mind, yeah.
His brain is a sharp.
Well, obviously he was getting older.
And his address book.
Yeah. But he says he started to reuse gadgets. He had a cigarette lighter that was a camera.
I mean, this is about 25 minutes long. I think he could have done it quicker if he'd thought to ask all the questions in the one location before going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Says it, he's rarely seen, but he's not infallible. He gets arrested, he makes mistakes, and his equipment fails. Careful plans don't often work, and Drake has to improvise for an alternative plan. I'm not quite sure where the type of danger man came from.
No, because
he was in no mortal danger at any point, was he, really? Let's be fair.
He did have a gun pulled at him.
Yeah. He was in danger of running round up his own backside, he was going so quick, I suppose, but...
Slight uncertainty, man. I don't know. There's not really much more to discuss, is there?
No.
It's quick, it's to the point. I'm not sure what he does for a living, but obviously he solves crimes really quickly.
Yeah, it says here about NATO. In keeping with the episode format, such as there are no ongoing story arcs and there was no reference made to Drake's NATO adventures. But
so I think this was maybe this was NATO.
Yeah, it says it's either US or NATO or both. Yeah. It's never really sort of, no one quite knows.
He was sort of, in when he came back, he was sort of pinpointed as being a British agent. Irish, could have been British or Irish, they said. But
No, very good. Very good. Did enjoy it.
That's really it, isn't it? I mean, that's the quickest one we've done.
Yes, pretty much.
Until next time.
Yes, until next time. When is next time? What are we doing next time?
Next time we will be doing The Champions.
What, the Wonder Horse?
Yeah. Right, there's three of them in this one.
Three horses?
Yeah. Four horses and you get an apocalypse.
Ooh.
So it's a prelude to an apocalypse. You already know what it is. You've watched them. You've watched them all.
Well, that's beside the point.
I have to watch them the day before, otherwise I wouldn't remember a thing.
I could watch them 20 minutes previous and still not remember a thing.
Yeah, the back and forth. I thought what I should do is like a flow chart of his journey. Because it's a back forth, wife, we won't work. Yeah.
We could do sort of an audit. It's a, well, you could have saved time there.
Yeah.
We're not paying for that.
Yeah.
You're not claiming on that expense.
He took the picture from the apartment. Did you pay for it? Has he still got it?
Has he still got the clothes?
Did he return it? Oh, yeah, he took
the clothes as well.
I think that was more of a personal
thing. Yeah, I think that was a personal thing myself as well.
I do like how he got the woman's measurements just from looking at the clothes.
Yes.
He didn't look at the label. He just stood there.
No, he just stood there and went, yeah, she's about size 8.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah. Yeah, bust size, everything, didn't
he? Yeah, he knew it all.
Foot size, inside.
Yeah, from one dress.
Yeah. Better than Sherlock. That's
what I'm saying. Definitely. Definitely.
All right, until next time then.
Until next time.
That was Danger Man.
Ah, just as I thought. Guys, pills. Yeah, you'll have to have your boys in the lab analyze those, but I bet you dollars to donuts they're Coumadin.
Yeah, it says Coumadin right on it.
It does? Oh, yeah. Tiny letters. Yeah, she stole those and replaced them with sugar pills. You find those sugar...
Got them.
Good. Good work. Well, anyway, she's probably a flight risk. I'd recommend a full manhunt.
She's right there.
Well, our work is...
We're done.
You could at least let me have that one.
What do you do? No one else can die.
say someone to